This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness, what should we share today? Ah, the Kevin Jackson Show is going to regale you with Democrat debauchery, Democrat lies. In fact, we're going to focus immediately on a lying skank. Yeah, so just so we're clear, they exist. And E. Jean Carroll happens to be one. I am dying to get the Me Too movement's response to the latest poster child, E. Jean Carroll. Now, we talked about her earlier. She is the woman who has accused President Trump of rape, coincidentally, while she's trying to sell a book. What have I told you, folks? I said Donald Trump is the best marketing tool for the left that they can possibly have. They are raising funds on it, the border issues that Barack Obama and many of the left agree with. They're raising funds on reparations. Black people, give us your donations and we will get you some reparations. They're raising funds on Russian collusion, which they know is a farce. They use Donald Trump in every possible way. He's a misogynist. He will take away your right to abortion. He will take away all of this. And all Donald Trump is doing is focusing on the big picture to make America great. But what do these people do? They profiteer on the nonsense. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. So I say to the Me Too movement with respect to E. Jean Carroll, hey, Alyssa Milano, is this thing on? Can you hear me? I only wish I could get fired again for calling yet another leftist feminist accusing somebody, in this particular case, Donald Trump, of rape. I wish I could get fired for calling her a lying skank. What a piece of work. That is exactly what she is. And let me tell you something, America, for those of you who get, well, Kevin, you know, skank is this or that or the other. Almost everybody I talk to, when they go, hey, dude, sorry you got fired from Fox. By the way, I agree with you 100%. Don't misunderstand it. Don't get it twisted. I'm not the one wrong here. I'm right. E. Jean Carroll claimed in her book that she was raped by Donald Trump almost a quarter decade ago. And needless to say, the media salivated over the salaciousness of the prospect of another Trump bimbo eruption. And from a person that they see as a leftist icon. No, this was not your typical lying skank like Blasey Ford,
who talked about her hippocampus and talked in her baby voice about how she went to so many gang rapes and watched Kavanaugh gang raping all these women.
Or Svetnik, who said she'd been to as many as 10 gang rapes invited by Kavanaugh. If you're getting invited to a gang rape, you might want to check your rep. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it was so crazy. And Fox was, it's like they're just waiting for something for you to do something. We're waiting, Kevin. Yeah, so what? You're a talent. We're going to wait. We're going to see when the lefties attack. And they attack. But you know what? I'm vindicated. I don't give a crap about their job because I know for a fact I was 100% right. And yet again, we've got a woman who now, they say, she's got a great reputation. Well, listen to the way that she speaks. She's got to be better off than those other lying skanks. Here she is talking about the dress that she kept and all the issues around that.
You have said that the dress, the coat dress that you were wearing, and we have a picture of it because you're on the front page of New York Magazine, this is exactly the outfit that you were wearing the day that you say the attack happened. You have kept that dress. You've never worn it again, you say. Have you ever dry cleaned it?
No. The thing is, we all have dresses. You just hang them in the closet. Something bad. You didn't have a good time wearing it, and you never put it on again because it's just a bad luck dress. I never felt like putting it on again. I did not turn it into a talisman. I didn't wrap it in plastic. I didn't think. I just didn't want to put it on again.
I guess my question is could there be any DNA on there?
I have no idea. I do not know if the president ejaculated. I have no idea.
I guess the reason I'm asking is because the mayor of New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio, who, of course, is running against President Trump, has said that if you were to bring a case forward, he will pursue it. He will have the New York City Police Department pursue it. So do you want to pursue this?
It is the greatest police department in the world. The detectives are great in New York. The thing is, it's past the time. It's experts. I've been talking to experts, and they say that we've passed
the statute of limitations.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, there was a statute of limitations in place at the time that this happened in late 1995 or 96. That has since changed. And Mayor de Blasio, when he heard your story, said that he would pursue on your behalf an investigation. And so you have the dress that you were wearing. You don't, I'm sure, still have the tights. But would you consider doing that?
I consider it, but the experts are telling me that...
So you've consulted lawyers.
Yeah, well, they've written to me. I've never consulted a lawyer in my life. It's not something I would do. They have, emailed me to tell me that, as you say, the statute of limitations is passed because... I don't know the legal... I don't want to say what, because I don't know what it is, but...
I wanted to be commenting while she was speaking. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Have you heard of any such thing? It wasn't like it was a tally, man. I just put it away. I didn't put it in plastic or anything. I just didn't want to wear the dress anymore. Yeah, that's how rape victims act, right? That's what they do. Look, I've never been a victim of rape. And doubt that I ever will be, but look, I'm not going to ever try to get into the head of these folks, but I'm going to tell you something. When you have something traumatic, I don't anticipate that's the way you describe it. There's more. We'll get to it in just a bit. And I'm sure you've heard of it. You've seen her interview with Anderson Cooper since. And I'm going to get to that. But I want to talk about this for a minute. It's not a tallyman. They say, Allison Camarada says, is there any DNA? They want a Clinton scenario here, right? They want a Clinton scenario. Is there any DNA? I don't know. Let me answer for her. No, there is no DNA. Because the incident never happened. Then she goes on to say, well, I hear the statute of limitation runs out. They say, no, it's been fixed. You can now extend it beyond the statute of limitations. So now do you want to show, well, I just don't see any reason. You want to know why? Very simple. It never happened. Now, what I want, and the reason why I'm even talking about this, because it's only a news story in the sense of how the Democrats behave. It's not a news story. This chick is a liar. She's a liar along the lines of Wolf, who wrote the book about, I'm a Trump insider. I was inside the White House. And then he gets called out and disgraced. Every single one of these clowns gets disgraced. But what needs to be called out is the methodology in which they go after attacking people. Things that you normally can't defend. But thankfully, they're so stupid, they don't even understand it. We know that the jig is up. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
E. Jean Carroll claims she still has the dress in which she was attacked by Barack Obama in. I mean, Barack Obama. Donald Trump. Barack Obama. If he only attacks dudes. Anyway, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. E. Jean Carroll claiming the president raped her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room. And then she's asked about the dress and prosecuting. No, I don't want to prosecute. I mean, I don't know anything about rape. I'll be honest. But I know what I've seen in terms of people that I know who it has occurred to and things like that. And there's nothing about this woman that shows rape. Nothing. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But who are you to question her, Kevin Jackson? You're a man, baby. That's right. I'm all men. Alpha male. 100% alpha male. And you know what I'm doing? I'm calling out this feminist for what she is. Because she's lying through her teeth. Selling a book. And she's willing to throw the women's movement out the door so she can sell a book. She's willing to make men look bad It's not like we don't do a good enough job on our own, but she wants to add to it. She wants to add fuel to the fire. She's like, it was a Christian that bombed that mosque. No, it was Muhammad. He did it. You know, they want to always make it, it was a white nationalist that burned a black church. No, it wasn't. It was a pastor trying to collect on insurance. Shut up, clown. You ain't fooling nobody. Anyway, here was a tweet from the famous victim, E. Jean Carroll, feminist icon, to a friend of hers. You have not lived until you sat by your mother watching the anal rape scenes in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo! Exclamation point. She sat with her mother in 2000. This is a tweet from 2011. She probably thought nobody would ever go back and look at something like that. But E. Jean Carroll, the woman who was traumatized by Donald Trump in the Bergdorf Goodman restroom, she says that she sat with her mother and was titillated by the anal rape scenes in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. But she's traumatized. I know, because leftist women, well, they just have such amazing sensibilities about themselves, don't they? Here's her interview. If you haven't seen this interview, it's better to see it, but I promise you, when you hear this interview, you'll get it. You'll get it. You'll get why I have no belief in anything that the Me Too women, the feminists, any of them say, because they're liars. See, I don't mind when you say, men do this. I've already admitted it. Men can be dogs. We can be bad people. Women can be too. But you know what men are willing to do? We're willing to own up to the crap that we do. We will lie. We will cheat. We will do all the bad things that women claim we do. We do. And when you reach a level of maturity, maybe you stop. We're all failures before God. End of story. But I'll tell you this, conservative men, I'll give us, we are heads and shoulders above any leftist woman I've ever met. Because they don't care. All they care about is promoting an agenda. We don't make as much money. Liar. You choose the wrong occupations. You don't bargain for yourselves. Whatever. But don't blame us. It isn't men keeping you down. It isn't like women can't start their own companies and do and become successful. The only thing I say a woman isn't going to do is she's not going to be the heavyweight champion of the world and beat a dude. The WNBA is never going to beat the best NBA basketball team. Football, track, you name it. Women are not genetically programmed to beat men in physical stuff, with rare exception. And in the things that they're great at, congratulations, ladies. I heard if women can sit against the wall longer than men, make it an Olympic sport and let women dominate. I won't even be mad at you. But let's listen to E. Jean Carroll in her interview with Anderson Cooper. It gets a bit awkward.
Victim.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Which, the word rape carries so many sexual connotation. This was not sexual. It just hurt.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Mm. Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Yes, America, that just happened. Wow, welcome back, Kevin Jackson. Okay, so let's begin at the end where she says, Anderson Cooper's like, well, let's take a break. He's trying to get her out of this. He's trying to save the Me Too, the I Believe Her, the feminist movement by saying, you really didn't just say that, did you? Go commercial. No, it's really more of a fantasy. And we'll come back and we'll talk after the break. And she's like, I'd love to, because you're so fascinating. I mean, this is you told me. Look, my producers are looking at me like I'm great. That woman's got problems. You're fascinating to interview me. You know what she's doing? She's saying, you just caught me. You just figured me out. I'm into this stuff. I mean, my fantasy, don't get, look at me. I'm telling you, there are people out there who have rape fantasies. That to me is a little freaky. Maybe some of you have the same thing. I'm not trying to criticize. I'm saying there are people out there that have that. They want to be, you know, roughed up and all that. It exists. I think this woman's one of them. And I think she fixated on President Trump to sell a book. And I think she's, I mean, I don't even think she's lying through her teeth. I know she's lying through her teeth. I don't even think it. I know it. And I'll bet you if they were to bring her before Congress and you start bringing out the dudes who she's been with in her life, you're going to find out, freaky, freakazoid, this woman wants the rape fantasy. Who would say that? Who would say, you don't see rape as a heinous? I mean, I don't know what you conjure up with. If somebody says, oh my gosh, that person was raped, I don't go, wow, what a fantasy. I wonder if they really enjoy. I would be like, oh, it's horrible. What happened? Look, I've had a couple of girlfriends who are victims of sexual abuse. Actually, more than that. And don't be joking saying, yeah, Kevin, sex with you is abuse. No, I'm saying somebody accosted them and raped them, date rape scenarios, what have you. And I will tell you, not a single time did I learn of those situations that I go, wow, did it fulfill your fantasy? I was horrified. Part of me, I think this is a reaction of many men. If somebody that you care about has been raped, whether it's in their past or with you, you know, being with them, it's certainly being with them. I can tell you my guttural response is, I just want to go kill somebody, right? But even finding it out, after, like, when it didn't, you weren't with them, you still have that response of, I'd like to go back and get that guy. Total lying leftist and great representative of the women's movement.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's hearing in front of the House Intelligence Committee is underway. The top Republican on that committee, California Congressman Devin Nunes, is slamming the entire hearing.
Welcome, everyone, to the last gasp of the Russia collusion conspiracy theory. As Democrats continue to foist this spectacle on the American people, as well as you, Mr. Mueller, The Democrats have argued for nearly 3 years that evidence of collusion is hidden just around the corner. Like the Loch Ness Monster, they insist it's there, even if no one can find it.
On Wednesday, a federal judge left the Trump administration's rules that imposes restrictions on individuals seeking asylum in the United States if they pass through a third country on their way between the United States and Mexico, potentially leading to a sharp reduction in Central American migrants entering the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been saying it for some time. It will bear itself out because I don't speak very much without having put a lot of logic and reasoning and pensive thought into it. And all roads, as it relates to Russian collusion and the attempted coup of Donald Trump, lead back to baby black Jesus. That would be Barack Obama. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I know, tough love for leftists. People are like, first of all, why are you going to call him baby black Jesus? Because that's what leftists believe about him. They believe Barack Obama was a second coming. Maybe not quite as much as the actual Messiah, but they certainly believe that he was going to save the planet, save the Democratic Party, save America, save the world. And he was far from it. He was a waste. And the more they try to protect him, Kevin, he gave Donald Trump an economy. Yeah, and I can poke holes in every one of their arguments, and they have no relief. There's no relief with Barack Obama. There are a couple things that I can't even recall them off the top of my head that he did that I agree with. A couple things. But in terms of his foreign policy, his domestic policy, Obamacare, all this stuff, absolutely crazy. In fact, Donald Trump did more in one fell swoop for health care than Barack Obama could have done in 50 lifetimes when Donald Trump said, you're going to publish your rates, hospitals. You're going to let people know what things cost. And you know what? It sent a shock through the medical community because people have been paying $3,500 at one hospital for something that they could have gotten for $700 at another. So people are starting to realize that, and they're getting upset. I'm going to cover that more another time because it deserves its own mention. I mean, a bigger discussion of the story. But for now, I just want to talk about the fact that the American people are discovering that Barack Obama is a criminal. They've pretty much believed the liberal fake news. They don't want you to remember that it was Obama who let the Russians get a foothold in America. That it was Obama who let the Russians get a foothold in the Middle East. It was Obama who conducted the ridiculous Russian reset that embarrassed Hillary Clinton. Yeah, you remember that? It was Obama who schemed with Medvedev saying, well, when I'm reelected, we can talk about some other stuff. He would have more flexibility, I believe is the words he used. Hot mic moment. And then it was Obama who set everything in motion about Donald Trump. And I'm going to prove it to you. Now, I'm going to tell you also how he's going to give himself cover. But this is not going to be good news for the Obama administration. It's on camera. And what's funny is Obama, and look, I'm not even going to go into the potential conspiratorial stuff where Obama knew the Russians were hacking, but I'm just going to analyze what he said. Well, we know, and then you can make your own judgments. The Hill had reported that long before the 2016 election, and this is I'm reading this, when Donald Trump was a mere private citizen, Russia was engaged in widespread cyber aggression against the U.S. Moscow ratcheted up those attacks during the campaign, and yet despite knowledge of the ongoing cyber warfare, the president at the time, Barack Obama, and his intelligence chiefs, John Brennan at the CIA, James Clapper at the National Intelligence, Jim Comey and his predecessor, Robert Mueller at the FBI, reportedly didn't lift a finger to stop it. I want you to understand, those are the four people. It was Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and Mueller, all involved with Obama during the so-called Russian cyber attacks. According to sources, actually happened. Now, look, I look at the Russian cyber attacks are just an escalation of what they've been doing to us for decades. Spy versus spy. But Obama actually said didn't have anything to worry about. A.G. Barr and his newly appointed investigator, John Durham, are about to open up a can of worms here that the Democrats are not going to be. This genie is not getting back in the bottle. Four names, four people that have that are involved in investigation or some sort of negative press. And by the way, Clapper, who has been very vocal about anti-Trump rhetoric, is suddenly making a shift. He's starting to go, because he's looking for a pardon. Let me tell you something right now. Nobody's going to, I don't have any proof of this, but I guarantee you it's happening. The people in D.C. at the level of Clapper and even Brennan, they are looking for ways out. The level of creativity that's going into how can I get out of this will blow your mind. You better believe Washington, the minions are in complete disarray. They know that the scapegoat farm is being watched. And there are a lot of scapegoats in D.C. And you know who you are. Because let me tell you, guys like Clapper and Brennan and Comey and Mueller, they know how to bury stuff. Now, I don't think they're going to get away with it this time. I don't want to be very blunt. But they know how to do it. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is an interview that was done on July 22nd of 2018 with crooked former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, a vapid anti-Trump guy, and he inadvertently spilled the beans on Barack Obama. And here's that clip.
Were it for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place.
I sense a Jack Nicholson, Colonel Jessup moment coming. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Who ordered you to give the code red? Because this is a code red. See, the cover that they want to use is that they called it a intelligence community assessment. It's an assessment. Clapper really just told that Obama is the one who gave the order. He's the one who said, you know what? We have to now fake everything that we've done. We've got to cover. And so I want this to be a, quote, intelligence community assessment. And here's why I tell you, this is all spin. Because Barack Obama said with his own mouth in 2016... He chided Donald Trump and he says, stop your complaining. There is no way the Russians hacked us. And here's the clip.
I have, in my lifetime or in modern political history, any presidential candidate trying to discredit the elections and the election process before votes have even taken place. It's unprecedented. It happens to be based on no facts. Every expert, regardless of political party, regardless of ideology, conservative or liberal, who has ever examined these issues in a serious way, will tell you that instances of significant voter fraud are not to be found, that, keep in mind, elections are run by state and local officials, which means that there are places like Florida, for example, where you've got a Republican governor whose Republican appointees are going to be running and monitoring a whole bunch of these election sites. The notion that somehow if Mr. Trump loses Florida, it's because of those people that you have to watch out for, that is both irresponsible and, by the way, doesn't really show the kind of leadership and toughness that you'd want out of a president. You start whining before the game's even over. If whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else, then you don't have what it takes to be in this job. But the larger point that I want to emphasize here is that there is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized and the numbers of votes involved. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
So there you have it. It can't be done. Barack Obama himself said any serious person would not think anything like this. They would understand this couldn't be done. But then what I want you to notice is there was a change. Barack Obama went from a statement that was so definitive, it left no room. There was, you know, period. You will keep your doctor and keep your package, period.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're going to get into Biden in the next hour quite a bit because I contend he's not going to be the Democrats' nominee, and I'm going to explain a little bit more of that as well. But I want to talk right now about what Jim Clapper said. James Clapper, former disgraced, the director of national intelligence under Obama, and he spilled the beans. He let people know that Obama gave the order for the code red.
Worked for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Now, Obama gives the order for the code red with the understanding that previous to this, he said it couldn't have happened. Here's what he said, a quote, "There is no serious person out there who would suggest that you could even rig America's elections." But, interestingly, he gives a press conference about Russian collusion afterwards that sort of strikes a chord that's very different than what he said. Now, I'm no investigator, but I'm going to tell you this. I think I know the date that Obama decided to take Trump seriously about election cheating and go back on his statement that there's no serious person who would suggest that. I think he took Donald Trump as a serious person on November the 9th of 2016. Can I get a hallelujah? What about the timing of Obama's whining? I want to play a little piece of a press conference where Obama says, "Oh my gosh, remember all that stuff I said earlier? Just disregard. It turns out the DNC was hacked."
There hasn't been a lot of squabble. What we've simply said is the facts, which are that based on uniform intelligence assessments, the Russians were responsible for hacking the DNC, and that as a consequence, it is important for us to review all elements of that and make sure that we are preventing that kind of interference through cyber attacks in the future.
So it only took a few months for Barack Obama to completely change his mind and become what he calls a serious person, or a non-serious person, because he implied that if you were a serious person, you couldn't possibly believe that the Russians would hack us. Here he is, whining. Russian collusion, a theory he previously poo-pooed on, is now suddenly in the forefront. Now I'm going to ask you something. What do you think is happening during this period? You think Barack Obama just suddenly went, "Oh, you know what? We couldn't be hacked. Now we're hacked. And you know what? No harm, no foul." Or did Barack Obama get a wake-up call when the so-called hacking that couldn't happen and he believed that everything he'd done to make sure Donald Trump wouldn't get elected failed? And suddenly, you know what? I was wrong. Did the media pounce on him and say, "Mr. President, you know, why didn't you do more? You came out, you're on record saying it's an impossibility that," and here's a quote, "no serious person out there who would suggest that you could even rig America's elections." Those were your words. Did anybody call him on that? I'm talking about seriously. No. The media went with it. "Oh my gosh, there must be Russian collusion. Ooh, there's got to be Russian collusion." So then Barack Obama had to increase his cover story. Yeah. Now he's all fired up. The Russians, it's an affront to our, as he would say, democracy. It's an affront. So here's what ABC reported that the Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, did in response to the Russian, finger quotes, hacking.
"The escalating tensions between and the United States. You are looking live at the Kremlin. That's the center of the Russian government, where officials are talking retaliation this morning."
Yeah, this comes after President Obama announced new sanctions against Russia, payback for the alleged hacking of our presidential election. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House with the latest on this story. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning. That's right. An eye for an eye. Russia is promising to fight back, set to expel dozens of American diplomats after the U.S. did the same. President Obama has given 35 Russian diplomats until noon on Sunday to leave the country and hit Moscow with tough sanctions. The president saying every American should be alarmed by Russia's cyber attacks and harassment of U.S. officials.
That's right. Barack Obama decided to get rid of some Russians. Yeah. See, what Obama and his minions had hoped for, they needed to form the basis of their coup for now President-elect Trump. That's the reason for the big flip-flop. Barack Obama already knew he had weaponized every part of our government to get Donald Trump. And his former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, went on TV and without even knowing it, said, here's how this all started. We weren't going to look into this until Barack Obama told us we need to look at how this happened. Now, that was a cover. And it's funny, as the old saying, oh, the tangled web we weave. It was meant to be a cover for everything that they've been doing. Now, again, I'm no investigator, but I would wonder how long is it going to take John Durham, the new investigator on this project, to go to that clip and say, what did you mean? And maybe drag Barack Obama's bony butt into Congress and say, what exactly were you trying to find out? And what prompted you? Because, you know, it's kind of like the Big Bang Theory and the marble exploded the universe and atheists go, yeah, we formed out of a marble. And then people that always like to challenge the atheists say, well, who dropped the marble? Who put the marble there? So in this case, Barack Obama started the Big Bang Theory, which is Russian collusion and all these other stuff. And he went on record after going on record of saying that it couldn't happen. He went on record saying that it could. I would want to know what happened between that time and Barack Obama deciding differently. That would be my question. As they like to say in Hollywood, tell me what was your motivation? Because I think that when I would play the clip to Obama to say, why were you so definitive here that nothing happened? But then you were very definitive here. Please walk me through all the steps that got you to that opinion. Because you know what? Let me tell you when the date was. It was December the 30th that Barack Obama expelled the Russian diplomats. It was during the Trump, you know, the president-elect phase that he had to get into high gear. I want you to understand the level of panic that hit the Democrats on November the 9th of 2016 when their coup failed. And Barack Obama had said leading up to November the 8th, Donald Trump, stop your whining. If you don't become president, it won't be because of Russian collusion. It won't be because people have interfered in our elections. It'll be because the people don't want you and you didn't work hard enough. Why do you think Hillary Clinton didn't go visit battleground states when they were telling her what the poll numbers were? They were giving her all kinds of stuff. Why do you think the Democrats were so confident? They even thought Texas was in play. Why do you think that was? And then I want you to think about the day of the election, the day when Hillary Clinton had to make that phone call. The number, I wish we could get a phone like a bank of, you know, to show you how the hotness of the phone calls, what was emanating from Barack Obama's BlackBerry and who he was calling during that time. If you could get the NSA to get you that information, it would be golden. Because let me tell you, he was on the phone with Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Mueller and that entire team and Strzok and Page and all of them. He was calling meetings of people. They were meeting. They were like Al Capone and those guys going out into the boonies to hold their sessions on who's going to carve up the world and found out, uh-oh, we're in big trouble. That's what happened. And now Clapper's words are going to haunt Obama and his administration because John Durham's going to build a pro-America team, not pro-Trump, pro-America, to get to the truth. And all roads lead back to Barack Obama and that comment that Clapper made. So as you're sitting out there pondering, oh, where's all this stuff going? Let me tell you what's happened in the last 2+ years. You have watched swamp rats leave D.C. in record numbers. You've seen them exposed in record numbers. And while you sit there in dismay going, is anything going to happen, Kevin? It's all unfolding right before your eyes. None of this stuff is going away. Democrats have major problems on their hands. Anyway, I got to leave it there. We'll talk about Biden in a minute.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.